curious about, you know, your role in Congress now in the House. There are fewer of you, as far as and but not only that, as far as more oxygen perhaps in the room, but also what you had discussed earlier about being a staunch defender of the agenda and moving forward. Where do you see yourself as being having a higher profile role now in Democratic leadership in the House?
Well, by default, I'll have somewhat of a higher role. I think that's probably a probability, and I look forward to that. And again, it's not so much an agenda; it's the values, and that's what I've been talking about. And we're going to have probably an even more polarized discussion over the next couple of years, because we've lost a lot of the moderate Democrats, conservative Democrats, and there are some very, very conservative Republicans who've come into office. So what I would hope to do is to focus the debate on actual problem solving and trying to get pragmatic approaches to the challenges we face rather than ideology. That's what I fear most, is that this will turn into an ideological debate, which is not what the country needs right now.
Steny Hoyer is perhaps the next Speaker of the House. First of all, do you think that he is the next Speaker?
The minority leader? yeah, I think he should be. And
oh, I'm sorry, that's the next one. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't realize what I said. The next leader of the Democratic Party in the House. Yes.
Yeah, I think the odds are great. I would support Steny Hoyer for minority leader. I know that there is some thought that Nancy Pelosi may stay around. And as good a leader as she has been, I don't think she's the right leader to take us forward. I think Steny will be a perfect spokesman for the Democratic Party in the House, and I would support him.
And given the fact that you and Mr. Hoyer have gotten along very well in the past and worked well together, do you see that as a result of, that would help you and your stature in the House?
Well, I would assume so. I get along with all the leadership in the Democratic Party, and I actually get along with John Boehner pretty well. But no, I'm on a couple of Steny's advisory committees, and so I would expect to have a significant role in plotting the direction of the Democratic caucus.
Is there a particular role that you want, a certain position that you want?
Well, again, I think what Steny brings to the table, would bring to the table as minority leader, is a very sound, moderate approach to problem solving, and you know, he consults with me on communication strategies, and I would expect to play a role in that area more than anything else. As a practical matter, we're not going to be doing any legislating over the next 2 years unless something very strange happens. we certainly won't be driving the legislative agenda in the House. So I would think that my role would be much more in a communications role.
Continuing what you have been doing as far as the network TV appearances, that kind of thing?
Yeah. Well, oh, sure.
And also, Mr. McConnell speaking this morning at the Heritage Foundation, talking about, you know, he hopes the Democrats hear the message from Tuesday night, which was that America is rejecting the last couple of years as far as the agenda is concerned. I take it you have a different perspective on that.
I do. I don't think that was the message at all. I think the message was you guys worked and gals worked together and try to solve our problems. And what Mitch indicated today was, it's either our way or the highway. That's the way he's been for the last 2 years, and that's not the approach I think the American people would welcome. We're going to continue to try and be constructive participants in problem solving. But Mitch and so far John Boehner haven't indicated that's what they want to do. So that's why I fear that there may be an ideological fight, particularly with Mitch. I mean, with saying that his primary mission is to deny Barack Obama's second term, that's not a formula for cooperation. And he still is the president. He can veto any bill that he wants to. So what Mitch has basically implied is he wants to see nothing get done in the next 2 years. That was the implication of Mitch McConnell's statement. There's no other way to read that. And that's I think that's a very, very, unfortunately, that's a very unproductive approach.
Other than scaling back the areas that might be scaled backable.
Yeah, well, that's right. But you know, if you talk about coming up with a if you're talking about scaling back financial reform, when you have the major financial institutions that brought this economy to the brink of disaster are now basically, they have some control on them, but they're still making hundreds of millions of dollars. Goldman Sachs just paid record bonuses to their executives, and he wants to do away with any control over them. I don't think that's the right approach. That's a debate I would love to have on an ongoing basis. Healthcare, we can, and I think we will debate individual provisions of the healthcare bill and maybe agree on some changes and some improvements. But to take the position that they're going to repeal the healthcare bill, it's going to be a waste of the American people's time. And again,
repeat it.
We just had debated for over a year that issue, and I don't see where his approach, again, would give the American people any hope that we can work together, and that's what I really hope we can get over. I mean, there's a chance that cooler heads will prevail, I think, and that the president, as he's already indicated, he'd be willing to compromise in certain areas. That's fine, but again, I think the message of the election was, stop bickering, stop looking out for yourselves, and do something productive for the American people, and not just to stop everything.
Is there anything you'd hope to have accomplished or to still accomplish before the next Congress comes in?
Well, there are things we have to do. We have to deal with the Bush tax cuts, because nobody wants to have everybody in the country's taxes raised. And I think we can find a compromise on that. I would love to get our appropriations bills passed. There's actually a significant amount of money that would come to Louisville if we are able to do that. I want to see Don't Ask, Don't Tell repealed legislatively. And that's something we might be able to take up and do before the end of the year. So there's plenty of serious business left to be done before this Congress adjourns.
There's some consternation among Kentucky Democrats statewide, especially the farther away you get from Louisville, over people like you. I mean, leading the charge for a more progressive or liberal agenda, the Democratic agenda nationally. And I'm just curious if you have any message for them at all, if they felt they were being lectured to on Tuesday night in terms of this is the way we ought to go and this is the right way, and frankly the rest of you, you know, maybe are ill-informed.
I think the Democratic Party, whether they're in rural Kentucky or in urban Kentucky, stand for the same values. And unfortunately, I think, we've got all enmeshed in the demonization of Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama and lost sight of the values that I believe Democrats everywhere stand for. And that's for an economy that works for everybody. That's clearly, in my view, what we have not had over the last 20 or 30 years. And so we can debate on individual issues, and maybe my views are more progressive than people elsewhere in the state. But I think we share that value that this needs to be an economy that works for everyone and a society that does. So. I certainly wasn't lecturing to anybody. All I said was the other night that I'm going to continue to be a passionate voice for those values. And
is there a concern, though, on the part of the statewide party where, you know, if you become a more vocal, you know, and leader of the Democratic Party from Kentucky, that it would make it more difficult for some of the other Democratic candidates, you know, throughout the state?
You know, I think it's whatever they were doing in other places didn't seem to work out so well. So I understand that Louisville's a different political district than a lot of other places in the state, but they may want to try something else.
Thanks. Appreciate it.